For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
DHS head Christian Nielsen tells Fox News the 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died of dehydration and shock last week at the U.S. border while in custody by the Border Patrol is heart-wrenching, but it points out the dangers of crossing the border illegally.
We give immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation, but again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The girl was flown to a hospital in El Paso, where she suffered cardiac arrest and died. She was part of a group of around 160 illegal aliens who crossed the border illegally. Wall Street ended the week on a sour note as the S&P 500 falls to its lowest close since April and is now down 3% for the year. The S&P 500 index fell 50 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 496 points, or 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite skidded 159 points, or 2.3%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
At the U.S. and Canadian ministerial meeting in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo thanked Canada for its support over North Korea.
It was great to talk about how we've worked closely together on North Korea. And I thank my Canadian counterparts for enforcing all of the U.N. Security Council resolutions and encouraging other countries to maintain pressure as well.
And Pompeo says China should free two Canadian citizens who were detained this week after authorities in Canada arrested a senior Chinese technology executive on a U.S. extradition warrant. Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs Chris Freeland says Russia must release the Ukrainian ships and sailors it's holding.
Minister Sajjan and I expressed our condemnation of Russia's harassment of shipping in the Sea of Azov and the Kerch Strait, and in particular its recent aggressive action towards an illegal seizure of three Ukrainian vessels on November 25th and the imprisonment of Ukrainian sailors. We call on Russia to release these sailors.
The Kremlin has rebuffed calls to release the ships and sailors, but says Moscow remains interested in a top-level meeting with the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A holiday tradition's canceled at the White House. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump canceling the White House holiday party for members of the media, making a decades-old tradition another victim of an increasingly contentious relationship with major news organizations. A statement from a White House official says, quote, "The White House Christmas press party was not put on the holiday schedule, but we have accommodated members of the media and their families who have asked to see the holiday decorations by arranging open White House tours for them." Fox News noting that the White House is holding some other holiday parties to which favorable media members are invited.
President Trump's longtime personal lawyer said Friday that Trump directed him to buy the silence of two women during the 2016 campaign because he was concerned about how their stories of alleged affairs with him would affect the election. Michael Cohen tells ABC's Good Morning America Trump knew the payments were wrong.
He's a very different individual.
What's happened to him?
I think the pressure of the job is much more than what he thought it was going to be. It's not like the Trump organization where he would bark out orders and people would blindly follow what he wanted done.
Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison Wednesday for tax evasion, lying to Congress, and arranging the illicit payments to the two women. The judge rejected arguments by his lawyers that he should be spared jail time because he cooperated in multiple federal investigations involving Trump. For USA Radio.